Hello and welcome back to Open Language, everyone. I'm Diana.
And I'm Adam.
So today we've got another pronunciation lesson for you guys.
That's right, number 6.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up sticks.
Yep.
I think number 5, we were still alive. Can't wait for number 7.
So today we're going to be talking about something that's a little bit more complicated than what we were talking about in number 1 through 5. So this is going to be a pre-intermediate lesson.
And so why is it so complicated? What are we talking about?
We're talking about contractions.
Oh.
Right. So in everyday conversation, Americans always use contractions instead of the written version.
Okay. And today we'll give you tips on how to pronounce 4 of the most common contractions, which will help you sound more fluent and native.
All right. So first off, what is a contraction?
Well, I just said one. I said, today we'll give you tips.
Mm-hmm.
I did not say today we will give you tips.
All right. So basically we are combining usually 2, right?
Mm.
2 words, dropping a syllable.
Right.
And then creating a shortened form.
Right. And the one word that you don't really need to know to say it, but the word is apostrophe.
Yes.
When we write these words down or text them to our friends, you could write an apostrophe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Even though this is not, and we will focus on this later, this is not about written language.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way the word is represented on the page.
Right.
Or the screen.
Exactly. So that little
looks like a comma.
Upside down comma.
Upside down comma. That's up. Yeah. It's
the single quote.
Right. Exactly.
Basically, that is telling you that it's a contraction because it's missing a certain letters.
Right. Now, you guys might be wondering, what about if we see something like Adam's pet?
Yes. So this is going to be our first contraction, apostrophe S.
Okay. So this always shows a possession.
Possession,
right?
Yes.
It is Adam's dog. It is Diana's cat.
Right, so the dog belongs to Adam,
right,
and the cat belongs to Diana.
Exactly. So in addition to showing possession, the apostrophe S can also shorten either is or has, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. So let's take a look at some of these examples.
All right.
That's Sarah's jacket.
Okay, that's Sarah's jacket. So that has both, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've shortened that is Sarah's jacket, but we also are saying it's Sarah's jacket.
Right, right.
Okay, that's Sarah's jacket.
That's Sarah's jacket. So the next one is, he is quite handsome.
He's quite handsome.
He's quite handsome.
Okay, pretty good one.
She has always loved him.
She's always loved him.
She's always loved him. It has been here for a while.
It's been here for a while.
It's been here for a while.
So the apostrophe S sounds like a Z for he and she.
Mm-hmm.
But for it, kind of, it's pronounced more like an S, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's, she's.
It's. Yes. So even though it is an S, a lot of English S's are actually pronounced like Z's.
Right.
So just do pay attention to that.
Right. Exactly.
All right. So we have some other words that we can contract is with.
All right.
So how is it going?
How's it going?
How's it going?
How's it going?
What is the weather like?
What's the weather like?
What's the weather like? So just like with it, the apostrophe S in what's is going to sound like an S. With how, though, it is a Z still.
Okay.
Just like he and she.
Okay. So what's or how's.
Mm-hmm. So when you do pronounce what's, make sure, it's very important to make sure you pronounce the T.
Mm.
By moving your tongue to the roof of your mouth and then pronounce the S.
Okay. What's?
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 Yeah. So some people will kind of be lazy or they don't realize that they're jumping over the T and they say, what's?
What's the matter?
What's the matter?
What's the matter?
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you?
Right. So make sure that you do pronounce that T.
Right.
There's a little stop, right? What's?
And it really is just moving your tongue just from the front of your mouth to the top, right? What's?
What's? All right. So let's move on to the second one, which is apostrophe R-E.
Okay. So this is a contraction of R.
Mm-hmm. Right. So let's begin with the first one. We are going to the party.
We're going to the party.
We're going to the party.
You can pronounce it either like were or weird, right? There's two ways here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, we're going to the party. We are going to the party.
Right. Either work. Mm. So whichever one is comes more easily to you.
Right.
So either we're going to the party.
We're going to the party.
Or we're going to the party.
We're going to the party.
Right. Okay, so next we have they are going to be late.
They're going to be late.
They're going to be late. Here, there is going to be pronounced just like there as in over there, or there showing the possession.
That's right. So these three words, there, over there, their possession, or they are all pronounced exactly the same.
Right.
But spelled very different.
Yes. There, there, there.
There, there, there.
Okay, so next we have you are the best.
Oh, no, you're the best.
No, you're the best.
No, you're the best.
All right, so here your is going to be pronounced like your.
Your.
Right.
Like your dog, your cat.
Mm-hmm.
But it could also be pronounced like your.
Your.
Your, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're crazy.
You're crazy.
You're drunk.
Right. So as with we're or were, it's really up to you. Whichever one is easier to pronounce.
Right, easier. And just, you know, maybe one will sound better to your own ears.
Mm-hmm, right?
So, of course, being easy is great.
Mm-hmm.
But also, what do you think it sounds like to you? Very important.
All right, so moving on to the third, we have apostrophe V-E.
Okay, V.
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 Right, so this is going to be a contraction of have.
Have, okay.
And essentially, we're just adding the V sound to the end of the word, right?
Yeah, exactly. So nothing too difficult here. I have never been there before.
I've never been there before.
I've never been there before. You have been too kind.
You've been too kind.
You've been too kind. They have got three cats.
They've got three cats.
They've got three cats.
They've got three cats. All right, so in those situations, we basically just added a V sound to the end of the word.
Right.
However, when have is contracted and appears after a word that ends in a consonant, we will add an unaccented syllable.
Right.
And this sounds like a soft of.
I wish I could have seen it.
I wish I could have seen it.
I should have known.
I should have known.
That would have been great.
That would have been great. So as you heard, the difference between Adam and me, basically it's like a very soft of.
That's of, right. That's right.
Right. It's not of.
Oh, it's not of.
But it's a very soft of.
I should have known.
I could have.
I would have.
She should have. All right, so remember that the first syllable is stressed, and then it's followed by a very soft of that's low in pitch and volume.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so what is our last one?
Well, our last one is something that should apply to all of our listeners, as well as both of us.
Yes.
I'm.
Yes, last but certainly not least.
Okay, so this is the one you're most likely to use when talking about yourself.
Yes, of course.
I'm
Diana.
I'm Adam.
As I'm sure all of you guys are aware of, I'm is shortened from I am.
Right.
And it sounds like the I'm in lime or time.
Or dime.
Yes, or chime.
Chime.
So basically, when we introduce ourselves, whether it's by name or profession, we almost always use I'm.
Okay, so I am a project manager.
I'm a project manager.
I'm a project manager.
I am hungry.
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry.
I am flying to New York.
I'm flying to New York.
I'm flying to New York.
So I think it's important to remember that, especially when you're introducing your name, that you will use I'm instead of I am.
Yeah, we don't really use I am a lot, right?
Yeah, I would say I'm Diana versus I am Diana.
Maybe if I asked, like, maybe if there were three girls sitting here and I would say, like, you know, which one of you is Diana?
Oh, I would say I am.
I am, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, or I am Diana.
Yeah.
Exactly. But right. Usually it's just I'm. I'm Adam. I'm Diana.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? Very good.
All right. So as we have always encouraged you in the previous lessons, try to repeat after us.
Right.
And maybe listen to this whole lesson a second, a third, a fourth time.
Right.
And really get that pronunciation down.
Yeah, this is not really about knowledge, guys. I don't think there's very much in this that you don't already know.
Mm-hmm.
But just the pronunciation, if you just practice it, I'm, we're, there, it just will come very naturally.
Right. And also remember that these contractions, they'll not only make you sound more fluent, it actually makes speaking English in general easier since you're combining words by eliminating syllables.
Okay, so not only are we trying to make your English better, we are also trying to make it easier.
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay, guys, don't forget to leave your comments for today's lesson. We always love to read your comments.
Yes, and if you have any questions, then we will answer them once we see them.
Okay, we'll see you next time for pronunciation lesson number 7.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Dress in style, go hog wild, me on my own. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Dress in style, go hog wild.